A lot of questions about water. Is it safe to drink? I know those questions asked in my own household because my kids are not used to drinking from the tap. And got a lot of complaints about that this weekend. They're used to drinking from the filter. Well, the filter's not working because we don't have any electricity. Pam Flash, Director of Communication, Greenville Water, is here. Good morning, good morning, Pam.
Good morning. How are you, Tara?
Good. Yeah. So my kids are going old school. They had to drink from the tap this weekend. They weren't used to that.
Oh, no. Well, that's the water I've drunk all my life.
Me too.
And in Greenville, that's the best water you can drink.
Yes, me too. So tell me, I guess a rumor got started online about, you know, you had to boil the water. The water wasn't safe. Tell us what's going on with the water in Greenville.
Well, I think you might have solved that for me when you reported that possibly Greenville, Tennessee was under a boil water advisory. So my guess is that someone didn't do their due diligence and check out which Greenville water that might have been. But we did have a number of crazy rumors out there about our lacking filters, our lacking diesel fuel, and just want to make sure everyone knows that our crews worked around the clock to ensure the integrity of our system throughout the entire event. And we have had no main breaks.
Which is fantastic. That could have been
it is
really, really bad.
And I hate to take up time and space, you know, with that message, you know, because there's so much more out there that needs to be reported. But just want to say, you know, that your water is not a concern. And I also want to give a huge shout out to Allison Rauch at Greer CPW, who has been the queen of social media throughout this event and anything that goes on in Greer.
Now, I'm going to ask you, and you may not, I may be putting you on the spot here, Pam, because I know you're with Greenville
Sure.
Water, but you travel in water circles, it sounds like. Are there, do you know of anywhere in the upstate region where people need to boil their water, or is it generally safe?
I don't know of any boil water advisories
Okay.
going on in the upstate. Not at all. And also, keep in mind that If you have any questions or concerns, go to your utility. Look at their website. Look at their social media. That's where that will be reported before they can barely even discover that it's going on. We pride ourselves on our ability and our passion for making sure that our customers know what's going on.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, if anything changes, you've got the station number, please let us know. But you're seeing no boil water advisories for any of the upstate counties that you know of.
As far as I know, now, I do want to say again, make sure you check with
Sure.
that utility, as I'm sure they are putting that information out if they need to.
Yes, amen. And I'm only asking because a lot of people like me did not have internet over the weekend, so...
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, and it's, you know, some people don't have cell service,
yeah.
but a boil water advisory is something that is so important that you would probably get an email, a text. They would try in every way possible to reach out to you. And I know we're limited in some areas right now, but that's not something that any water utility takes lightly.
Well, thank you again for getting that taken care of for our community. I know everybody appreciates. One last thing we have to worry about.
Well, thank you. This has been great. I appreciate the opportunity.
Pam Flash, Director of Communication for Greenville Water. Thank you for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.